we are here to bring awareness to our community and also the larger community of Wyoming about the police brutality that people of color are experiencing across our nation.
In Wyoming, we have a healthy sense of skepticism about the power of the government. This is an issue that reaches across party lines, across racial lines, and it's something we all need to be concerned about.
There's no justification for this rally today. It's a bunch of freedom fighters. It's a bunch of hippies just trying to do what they do.
I think cops have too much authority, and authority needs to go back to the people, but I don't think there is an abuse of race in our system of police officers.
People are saying it's not racism. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Racism is a problem, and students are mistreated here.
I think a lot of people believe, because we are isolated, that diversity issues aren't important to us, but they are.
We may have like a lack of ethnic diversity and racial diversity here, but you know that doesn't mean that whites can't care about the welfare of blacks in St. Louis or anywhere it happens to be.
So it's not just an issue in cities or in areas where there are large numbers of African Americans, because there are a large number of minorities in Wyoming. There always have been. They just haven't been recognized.
Unfortunately, I don't think any change is going to come from a protest like this. I think that, you know, the way that the judicial system and, you know, things like that are so ingrained that it's going to take a lot more than just protests like this. It's going to take legislation and things like that to change anything.
Voices from last week's protest at the University of Wyoming. That was Hunter McFarland, Luke Cole, Garrett Hauser, Corey Schroeder, Caitlin Gillette, Natasha Mitchell, Deborah McGriff, Gabe Selting, Donna Amstutz-Johnson, and Trevor Pilger.